This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Liberace, Sinatra, Siegfried and Roy, Vegas turns 100, and Madeline Brand gets the assignment, Why Didn't They Call My Number? Anyway, first, podcasting. It's breaking out of the pod and onto the radio. What began as an internet phenomenon for amateurs is going pro. Two radio giants are now launching podcast-based programming. Here to explain how one can actually broadcast a podcast is day-to-day technology contributor Shenny Jardin.
Podcasts can consist of just about anything. Music, soundscapes from faraway places, or maybe you in your own voice talking about your life. That's drawn internationally famous and infamous figures to the medium. Pope Benedict and Paris Hilton are now podcasters. But because technology makes podcasts cheap and easy to produce, it's not just for the well-known and wealthy.
I am Charlie George, and we take a look at...
By the way, I wanted to tell everybody, we're on show number 10.
What? Number 10.
Can you
believe...
There's
a big storm in the Northeast, big snowstorm. And they were interviewing the fire...
Did you ever notice that you notice the sky gray the most when you're blue?
That's a sample of what you'll hear starting next week when AM radio station KYCY takes to the airwaves in San Francisco. It's operated by Infinity Broadcasting, a Viacom subsidiary that owns 183 commercial radio stations around the country. But this will be an industry first. All of KYCY's programming will be created by podcasters.
Welcome to Dragon Radio 008. I'm Tony Reno, your host for the next 25 to 28 minutes, as always. I'm fresh out of the boat, out of the seawater. If I were to lick my arm, which I'll do right now, yes, I taste like salt. Dragon Boat Racing Training.
And another podcasting first happens today when Sirius Satellite Radio launches a daily block of best of podcast programming hosted and curated by former MTV VJ Adam Curry. He's the tech pioneer known to many as the Podfather.
I'm one of the people who actually, created podcasting, although I didn't come up with the word.
Curry created iPodder, the first software tool that lets listeners automatically download and listen to podcasts on their computers or portable players. His new radio show will air each weekday for 4 hours, featuring what he selects as the best of amateur audio programs. Curry believes the trend toward user-created programming could mean the beginning of a creative renaissance in radio.
People were ready for this. Radio is pretty much owned by a couple of major players. And, gone are the days of your local DJ. Here was an opportunity for anyone to create a radio show and distribute that worldwide reasonably efficiently.
I just thought that was interesting because I never, ever hear anything about Nantucket.
If talk is cheap, podcasts are even cheaper. Infinity's pod station will not pay its contributors, but they do plan to run ads. The Sirius show will be available only to paid subscribers of that satellite radio service. Podcaster and San Jose Mercury News radio columnist Brad Cava says whether either venture will be a commercial success remains to be seen, but he hopes they will. He points out, for instance, conservative talk radio is now a hit, even in liberal San Francisco.
So maybe on the other end, something avant-garde and free-form, maybe there's a market for that too. I sure hope so.
Infinity Broadcasting CEO Joel Hollander agrees, and he dismisses critics who believe KYCY is destined to be a commercial flop.
There's really no risk because we're taking an AM radio station that basically had no ratings and very little revenue and was not profitable. We said, let's give it a shot. I mean, the technology keeps on changing. This might be a genre that may, have some legs and create another revenue stream and programming.
Hollander says in the 2 weeks since Infinity started accepting submissions, they've received more than 400, and Hollander's confident of discovering audio gold.
I think you're going to find that we might have some people that actually are pretty good at telling a story on the radio, whether it's music or sports or politics or whatever it might be. And we might find lightning in the bottle. Maybe we're going to find a radio star.
But you never hear about it. I mean, help me, people. You've never heard about Nantucket before. There it was.
For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin in Los Angeles.
I've gone my whole life without hearing boo about Nantucket, and all of a sudden it's in the news just because I'm reading about it? Well, that's how that stuff works. It's called synchronicity.
This is the weekend of April 23rd, 2005. I'm Jeff.
I'm Pat.
And you're listening to This and That with Jeff and Pat. ThisandThatPodcast.com. Pat, you're back in the studio.
I'm back. I'm glad to be back, Jeff. I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. I don't know if you... I got kind of mixed reviews of last week's podcast, doing it on my own.